What we're dealing with here is a complete lack of respect for the law.
Hello, suicide hotline, please hold.
Let me turn on the part of my brain that gives a damn.
Well, hold on a minute while I pull that out of my head.
Fuck the fucking fuckers.
You are fined one credit for a violation of the verbal arrest.
White socks, get a fucking helmet, all right?
You know those little do not remove under the penalty of law labels they put on mattresses?
Yeah.
Well, I cut one of them off.
Unlimited technology from the whole universe, and we cruise around in a Ford POS.
Look, you want the asshole of the year award? You got my vote, okay?
Meeting in the middle of the desert always made me nervous. It's a scary place. I knew about the holes in the desert, of course, and everywhere I looked, there could have been a hole.
Have you ever been bitten by?
It doesn't work for me. I gotta have more cowbell.
Your balls are showing.
Thank you for pressing the self-destruct button.
Maniac is imminent. Request advice.
With a firm tone of voice, demand Maniac lie down, hands behind back.
Well, that was a nice move, dumbass.
Marsha, Marsha, Marsha!
I got news for you, pal. You ain't leading but two things right now. Jack and shit. Jack left town.
How we say if you don't feel like a pervert, you ought to act like one.
Upload everything. I want to get it all on the internet tonight.
This is my boomstick! The 12-gauge double-barreled Remington. S-marked top of the line. Find this in the sporting goods department. That's right, this sweet baby was made in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Retails for about $109.95. Got a walnut stock, cobalt blue steel, and a hair trigger.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
You got one person online, the workload is enough for like 10 users. I think you got a hacker.
I want to get online. I need a computer.
I can carry nearly 80 gigs of data in my head. Implant, wet wire. I had to dump a chunk of long-term memory.
Did you bring me a monkey?
Leroy Jenkins!
Guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell.
Warning, warning, Spankwagon Radio is now on the air.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's that time again! Get ready for the greatest internet radio show ever!
Spankwagon Radio!
This week we discuss things like number stations, conspiracy theory, how we officially know MySpace is gone to hell, how sick was Murphy for real, and if he's a Mexican, what is chief really a chief of? All this and plenty more coming up on Spank Wagon Radio. My music didn't clip in like it should have. There we go. Talk.
Nothing.
Oh, there
you
are.
There we go.
God, you're on the odd mic.
I am.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There we go.
Hey, do me a favor. Switch fucking mics so I can keep us all in line. That's so better.
How's that?
Much better.
Woo!
Because so that way, because it's like one, two, and then four. Got some new music beds.
That's cool. I got something new, too.
Yeah, you told me I have to leave the mic up.
Yeah, you gotta leave it up. You ready for this?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, go.
Spank Wagon Radio. I got a couple of new little things like that. Yeah, I got a couple of new things like that.
What? Whoa.
I like that.
Right, yeah,
you like that one?
I feel like I should hop in Knight Rider.
Yeah. Oh, check this one out.
Either that or like calling Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, I think this is the one that it is.
I can't do the laugh.
Please hang up and try again.
Oh, that's super appropriate.
Isn't that great?
That's super appropriate. Maybe we need that for like a for like phone lines are open.
Hey,
let's practice. Wait.
Okay.
Phone lines are open. Fuck.
Oh.
Please hang up and try again.
It doesn't quite start the way I wanted to. You want to try it again?
Okay. Phone lines are open.
Lag.
You know what? I think I know.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry. It's all good.
It's gonna take a little working with to get the system to work right.
You know, you gotta take your time and you gotta make sure you do it right. Nice.
Yep.
All right. Like I said at the beginning of the show, we got a lot of stuff to cover. Touch base on something I started last week. Something we've talked about on previous shows. Number stations. We're gonna talk about how we officially know MySpace has finally gone to hell and is finally. Probably run its duration.
Yes.
We got, of course, the typical news. We have a dead celebrity this week.
Oh, we do?
So we will be going over dead celebrities of the week.
Which one died?
You'll find out when
I'm
we do.
Trying to remember.
Dead celebrities of the week. Oh, God, we got a call already.
Oh, wow.
It's pretty quick.
I know.
Spank Wagon Radio, you're on the air.
Hey, did you say phone lines were open?
Wow.
He's like, I can call! Ding, 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 ding. Hey, guess what?
What's that?
They're closed, biatch. Oh, no, actually, we love Claude. We had to have a little fun with
awesome.
Hang up and try again.
There
Woo,
you go.
Very nice. Now you just got to get that more.
I got to get ready. That. You know what it is? There's an extra key click I have to put in there. So
yeah, so there you go. Just got to get some work. Hey, Gorilla's joined the chat.
Hey,
oh, my gosh.
So yeah, by the
He's
way,
not
Gorilla,
dead.
Gorilla's not dead. He's actually in the chat.
He's
I'm surprised
stoned.
He figured out how to use the chat.
He is very technologically impaired in many levels.
Many levels. Plus, from what I understand, he's pretty much living on the commode.
Yeah.
What's going on with that, Murph?
I think it's bird flu.
He's just, you know, he's not doing well.
What happened? I mean, last time we saw him, he was happy with Vicodins and beer.
Yeah, he was, but it's done something. And you know what? I actually have audio from his bathroom.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. What do we got?
I'm afraid of it.
Yeah, right out of the ass on that one.
It sounded like the Rancor off Return of the Jedi.
What was that? One more time? You know,
something like that.
Oh, you know? Wow!
It could be worse though. No, but we do love our boy Gorilla.
So Gorilla, tell me, what do you think about X-Men 3?
Says kiss my ass. So you did spend a lot of time with Kelsey.
Hey, wait,
Grammer,
my ex-wife is on the phone.
Jesus, what did you do? Stumble upon a CNC?
I found all kinds of stuff. In fact, I even have audio from Trench's first girlfriend.
Nice.
Aww.
Nice. She said she'd never talk, damn it.
Yeah, well, you know.
All right. Good stuff. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever. You're listening to...
Spankwagon Radio. Oh, yeah. Spankwagon Radio.
You suck. You,
I know.
You're gay.
Why? You know what's funny?
All right, greatest radio show ever. I'm your host, Trencher.
I'm Chief.
And I'm Murphy, back from the dead, apparently.
Back
and
from the dead?
Yes.
I'm spitting everywhere.
You were dead last week. You're alive this week. It's... Shaka
Maybe
Zulu
he's undead.
Zombie mystic magic.
It's
Maybe.
Been a great week, man.
I bet he's undead.
Great week being alive, or?
Yeah, exactly. You know what? I realized I need the power cord for my laptop. You guys yak it up. I got to plug some shit in.
He's like, battery dead.
Do we have any holy water in here?
No.
Actually, I could probably bless that. And
wait, no, because I'm thirsty. I don't want to drink holy water.
Because it burns?
Like semen.
No, tastes like semen. No, it's not Catholic water.
Oh.
Catholic water tastes like semen. Don't ask me, I know. So anyhow, I used to pee in. Never
yeah,
mind.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anywho, as I was saying, where were we going with this? Oh, yeah, by the way, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever, blah, 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 Spankwagon Radio. You can check out our official site at spankwagon.net. We'd like you all listening right now to play along if you're listening live. Go to spankwagon.net, click on the cam and chat link in the left-hand side there. It allows you to bring up our webcam, which I should fire up right now. I'll do that in a second. But you can also chat with us live because we are in the IRC chat rooms communicating with our loyal, devoted, and kind of fucked up fans and friends. So
it does take a very special person to appreciate Spankwagon Radio.
Absolutely. A very special person to come back for the second week
yes.
and enjoy Spankwagon Radio. It's very special indeed.
I think it's actually listed under a mental disorder by the American Psychological Association.
It's either under mental disorder or it's under venereal disease.
Ew.
Oh, shut up. Like, you don't have gonosifer herplades anyways.
Kind of what?
Gonosifer herplades.
Why isn't that one timed up perfectly?
I know. That was awesome.
None of them time up perfectly. That one times up perfectly. That's hilarious.
I have found a plethora of just fun
Ooh,
things for us to play with.
Plethora.
He uses big words once. Woo-wee. Am I going to be listening to this all night long? We're going to be having
apparently.
A conversation.
You know, I'm not going to put them in all the time because I don't want to overload things, but there are just going to be times where it's going to come in appropriate.
Dude, don't even play that when you're sitting anywhere around me.
Oh, ladies!
That's it. That's the new erection noise right there.
Wow.
He's actually labeling it erection noise.
I know, he is.
That's what he's doing. All right, so.
What the?
I think that's
Do we have pygmies
at the door.
In the studio? Oh, wow.
I recognize that sound.
We are now...
Journey! We're now fucking
it's a lazy
Starship.
Show, man.
Yeah, man.
It's Pink Floyd.
Oh, Jesus. All right, so hey.
All right, so what else do we got going
here's
on?
Here's how it works out. Click on the camera chat. Join us. Listen to us live. Let me get that webcam fired up.
Yeah.
And we've got, of course, news. Conspiracy theory.
Damn it.
Well, you know, you said you wouldn't overdo it. I have some more follow-up on that number station that we talked about at the end of the show last week. So we'll cover that. Like I said, dead slabs and a bunch of news and all kinds of bullshit. How's your guys' week?
I was all right.
It was the usual week, you know. I mean, not a whole lot going on with it.
Right.
Pretty much a usual week. I just, you know, it's been all sports for me this week, I got to tell you.
What's been going on in sports?
Dodgers have just been doing amazing. You know, Eric Gagne had his two starts here, and now is back with Dodgers. And let's see, they did win last night 7-2. I did actually get to watch that game, and tonight's game should be starting at 7:40. So it's got a couple things. It's been real cool watching the Dodgers come back and hold it to within they're a half game behind Arizona. Watching Detroit all freaking week has been amazing. Goddamn Tigers, they won 8 in a row, then dropped 4.
Right.
And then, you know, Red Sox. And, you know, it's just been a really cool week for sports. You know, you're talking about conspiracy theory. Oh, speaking of, there it goes. I didn't even mean to do that on purpose. It's just happens to load that audio for me.
Okay.
Some real kind of interesting things have happened. The Duke lacrosse program, you know, it was canceled.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be reinstated, which is actually really cool.
Well, I don't see why not. I mean, there's so much questions about the legality and the
oh yeah,
and just the whole situation. Something isn't right on all sides. On yep. I mean, on all sides.
Yep.
But what are they going to do? They can't stop that program every year from here on out. They got to keep it going.
Exactly. They also Lance Armstrong was cleared of doping charges from the 99 year.
As he 99, I thought he was cleared from last year.
I thought it was just 99. I could be wrong.
I think it was from last year and all the other ones.
It'd be great if it was everything. I know Castillo failed to make weight in his bout with Corrales,
yep.
which kind of really screws a lot of people out of a lot of money.
Yep.
It's been, like I said, it's been kind of an interesting week for sports.
Cool. Anything with you, Chief?
No, I actually kind of want to know what happened with the old iGrill that you bought.
Oh, the iGrill.
Oh, yeah. The iGrill.
Yeah, remember that?
Remember you were talking about
it's supposed to be a laptop. It actually cooks, it cleans, it makes coffee.
Yeah. You got an iPod out of this.
Yeah, we actually got a 30-gig video iPod out of it. And
do you like it?
Yes, I do, and I have porn on it.
Of course.
I sent the machine into Apple.
Great technology is all about porn.
That's
a staple piece of knowledge.
It's what drives
wagon.
Technology. Sent it into Apple. They repaired it, sent it back, and said it was my RAM. But I've noticed that I'm running much, much cooler. They replaced my inverter board, my motherboard, and the heat pipes. But they say my third-party RAM is a problem. But
Third-party RAM doesn't run that hot.
No.
It can't run that hot. It's impossible. Plus, where the heat was at wasn't off of the RAM. It was off to the side, near the hard drives and the processor. Now, here's the thing. They're saying right now thermal paste is the problem. Like, either Apple doesn't know how to apply it or they apply too much.
Well, there's some conjecture on that, too. Some people have one thing to say and other people
say
there needs to be that much.
Yeah.
You know, Apple people really don't know that much about sex, and so that's probably why they don't know how to apply the whole paste.
Dude, Apple people are emo, just like you.
What?
Apple people are emo, just like you, dude. And so, I don't see where you're going with this, so we're going to stop you right now.
Wow.
Because, number one, you have the world's largest fucking hand-molesting pervert over here across from me.
That's
Woo-hoo!
True.
Murphy. You know, I'm happily married with a child. Obviously, I know something about sex.
Not anymore. You're happily married with a child.
Hell yeah. But you got to do something to get the child. Didn't you learn this in, like, sixth grade, dude?
I might have to take a refresher
this
course.
Is why you want to become a Catholic priest, isn't
no,
it?
No, my fiance's halfway across the freaking nation.
Your fiance's halfway... Well, okay, you know what? That's good for her. That's great for her. Nice and safe, far away from you.
Ouch.
Now, that's probably why you went in the seminary. You're like, seminary. And you're like,
thing.
I think I'll go with this... Oh, that's why he did it. Oh, that makes even more sense. He's like, Seaman Seminary. And he walks by a playground. Seaman Seminary. And he hears? You cue the shit up.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I see you looking at me.
He's not even paying attention.
He's not a part of the show. Again, Murphy is dead this week.
Yes. Oh, we got a caller.
Spankwagon Radio, you're on the air.
Well, hey, I wanted to go ahead and chime in on that Apple debate there too.
Because you obviously have sex.
Please save me.
and Apple, is it like a sexless computer?
No, it's not. Not by any means. And and I'm getting married.
What?
Whoa!
What?
What?
Whoa!
Yeah.
Wait! Hold on. This deserves that. What? Say that again for our listening audience. People who know this is Claude Balls. Former
That's
host
right.
of Spankwagon.
I, Claude Balls, am going to marry Mrs. Balls here.
Okay, we...
Danger.
Holy crap. When?
Well, the date is going to be set for October 27th, 2007.
Awesome. Wow. Very cool. And, you realize we are going to have to do some sort of thing online to send the gifts to you. Clicker lickers and button. We're gonna have to send you clicker lickers. Like, I want the bouquet, no flowers. I wanted a bouquet of clicker lickers.
You want a bouquet of clicker lickers?
Yes,
that would be great.
A bouquet of clicker lickers.
Well, it'll sound odd because this will be the first time I actually like really say it on the air. But you know what? You're gonna have to ask my wife about that.
Whoa! Uh-oh. It's already starting.
Now, is this gonna turn out as one of those Bridezilla? type of thing.
As a what?
I'm sorry.
It's going to be Bridezilla, but on having those giant eyes, it's going to be her boobs on the video camera again, running away. Giant nipples just staring at us.
No, I don't think so. But don't forget, I still have plane tickets, and I can still come kick some ass.
Nice.
All right on.
Oh, my gosh.
And, Gorilla is out of service, so, Chris, you have no protection.
You have no protection.
Yeah.
Who needs
Gorilla
it?
Would let Murphy get beat up anyway.
Oh, he'd stand there and watch.
Gorilla would hold Murphy. Well, Claude, let me just say sincerely, congratulations.
Why, thank you.
And we can't wait to hear how the plans are going.
Yes, we're putting together a lot of plans. The 27th will be the date, 2007.
All right.
We're looking to get married in Galveston.
Oh, so down there in Texas?
Right. We're going to see, we're still kind of checking out some locations down there, but we've been down there before. It's a really beautiful place. It's an island right down there on the Gulf.
Right on.
That's what we're looking for there.
You don't waste any time, do you?
I don't think he does, man. He's like, yeah, I'm right, getting
wait.
It.
Seriously, now that you're getting married, you can answer this question. When did you hit it? First date, second date, third date?
I am before the not going to say anything about
Whoa.
That at all.
Oh.
No, I'm not. Wow, someone just discovered soundboards and they're just a new toy, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, you know, I get to experience this with every co-host now. Someone discovers soundboards and then they go fucking nuts with it.
It's not soundboards. I'm
just
having a lot of fun.
Well, at least it's not Leroy Jenkins every 5 seconds.
You know, Leroy got burned out. I am fast looking for something to replace it, but I'm not sure.
Well, Claude, congratulations. Thank you for sharing with us here. And
thank you very much. And, in case there's any new listeners as well, the truth of that is I actually met my future wife in the Spankwagon chat room.
Actually, I think that it wasn't just the Spankwagon chat room, but we all insisted you two meet.
Actually, yes. And who knows, maybe you can you can go back into the archive and rip out the audio clips of when we first agreed to go on our first date together.
There you go. Sounds fun.
When
all right, thank you, Claude.
Sit outside the panini bread and enjoy some food and
steal
some
bandwidth.
Bandwidth.
All right, thanks for calling in, Claude.
You got it.
Bye.
Bye.
Ow. Oh.
A little loud on that one, dude.
Sorry.
You just wanted the music better.
Yeah,
all right.
I did.
Actually,
sounded a little lonely there.
Well,
brilliant.
It's very quiet. Actually, I got something here. A little bit of a time. Fuck. It's quiet, not fucking axe murderer.
That is just creepy.
You know what? The axe murderer or the... What's creepy?
What the...
Okay,
yeah.
Don't
We're turning it down. We're turning it down because I found this. I thought everybody might enjoy this. For once, something useful comes out of Windows. And we'll be back. Spankwagon Radio, spankwagon.net.
Thank you.
Ask Sir Ninja! How do ninjas feel about Dance Dance Revolution, Karaoke Revolution, and the French Revolution? Revolution in general is great. Dance Dance Revolution? Too slow. Really, it's just a big yawner. Four pads on one surface? Really? How is that really gonna prepare you for the dance floor of life? How about Death Death Revolution? That is a challenge. You're inside a box. I'm talking about six sides. You have to jump into kill positions based on whatever foe or foes appear on any side of the wall, and if you don't hit the right pose perfectly exactly, the whole thing fills up with piranhas that are swimming and blended up sumo wrestlers. That's tough to get out of. Now, Karaoke Revolution, I think we all know what's wrong with this softcore boryoki, lameyoki, I really don't karaoke points. That's it? That's the punishment for singing badly with points? When in history has that been the punishment? I mean, even American Idol is worse than a point system. I mean, that's public humiliation. But how about upping the stakes, like maybe if you sing the wrong note, a bunch of poison darts shoot out of the microphone into your face. You'd be like, oh, gee, ah, I guess that wasn't a B-flat, thud. That's what I call killioki. You know, and also in killioki, if you're trying to, like, do new lyrics because you're trying to make Sally shoot root beer out of her nose or something like that because you think you're some hilarious remix of James Blunt song, you better come up with something better than your booty full, your booty's full of poo. Because if you try and throw that joke, you're going to find yourself with more poison in your face than a private concert in Bret Michaels' basement. The French Revolution, now that was a revolution. Classic comedy. People who think the French have no sense of humor have never seen someone guillotine. It's just a good time. It's that type of laughing where you're crying. It's just so funny. When people get their heads chopped off, they still think they're alive. There was one guy during the French Revolution who asked his wife to count how many times he could blink after he had his head chopped off. But here's the kicker. He had Robespierre eats cake written on his eyes. Oh, man. You can only see if you're up close because that's a lot to fit on an eyelid. But the people in the front row, they were howling because he's just like blinking away. And every time he blinked, it was funnier than the last time. The one thing the French Revolution didn't have was a good outfit. Kind of frilly. Didn't really say revolution with lace. Except for the boobies. I like the boobs pushed up. That seemed to be popular during the French Revolution. I think it was a distraction method. You know, like the guards would be like, whoa, look at the boobs on her. And they don't see that she's holding up a big stale piece of French bread. Thanks for your question, Sylvia. I look forward to killing you soon.
Wow. Okay. Welcome back to Spank Wagon Radio. Find us online at
spankwagon.net.
All right. Nice little break there. Yeah, that first one was a neat little flash file I found that was based off a song that was made way back in 95.
Yeah. Windows 10.
That was kind of cool.
It was very cool. You know, I heard that earlier this week, and I thought it was pretty cool. And what was really weird is I didn't tell anybody I found, you know, I saw what I saw. And all of a sudden at work, two people were playing it.
Whoa.
I'm like, hey! Oh. So we got something that's making a comeback.
Cool.
Spank Wagon Radio, you're on the air.
Murphy.
Yes.
Jesus Christ, dude.
He has nothing to do but call us.
We are super fucking... He's getting married, and he's spending more time with us
now. Oh, he says he's getting... My ass is his next time he sees me.
Yeah, that's right, dude.
Yeah,
I'm
going
to be totally honest and no shtick this time. You ever make fun of my wife again, I will beat the ever-loving fucking shit out of you.
Okay. We're just going to... okay.
I don't recall ever making fun of anyone's wife, but...
We'll just leave it alone. We'll leave it alone. Yeah. I'm not too sure, but I'm not going to be a part of it.
I guess my children are fair play, though, huh?
What?
What?
Oh, from the second week where we were here.
Yeah,
there were some barbs thrown out there, but everything isn't all in good fun, Mr. Balls. I hope you can understand that. If you can't, well, I apologize.
Hold on. Uncomfortable silence incoming! Okay, we're done with that.
Oh, wow.
Uncomfortable silence means nothing.
Oh,
no,
I've never put crickets in there. And that's
that's not silence.
Though. No, but it's good.
Okay.
I've never actually
heard
that much vehemence come out of a phone call before.
I'm almost afraid to answer the phone the rest of the night. All right, so anyhow.
Not let me do it.
No. That I do know is a definite no. Mm-hmm. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to...
Spank Wagon Radio.
Can anybody just ever say it right? Do we always have to go? I need a throat lozenge.
Welcome to Spank Wagon
Radio.
Are you
okay? Because now you're staring at
me. I'm fine.
No, you're not. I can see in your eyes you're not.
No, there's flames in them eyes.
So
I got beer. I'm happy.
Uh-huh. Wow. I feel kind of
uncomfortable. And I just don't know where to take the show from now. Maybe we just need to cancel the show.
That's a little extreme.
Yeah, I know. I was kidding. Oh, now you're going to have an attitude.
What?
I'm going to fucking punch you.
Do it.
Drama alert.
Oh, dang it.
Oh, did that hurt?
See what you did last time? See?
Yeah.
This is
that's where the needle missed. That's where the needle missed last week.
Oh. Yeah.
Hey, by the way, are you hurt?
No, I'm okay.
You sure?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh. You know, everybody, sometimes...
Oh, come on! Jeez. We're trying to make a joke. He's like...
Sometimes
why
people
are
just
you
don't
staring
know
at me, dude? Because you're like drilling down on the back of my fucking skull.
I got nothing to say.
All right.
I got beer. I'm happy.
All right. So, anywho.
For those of you who
don't know,
last week I went to give blood and they missed.
They missed
and
the first
actually,
time.
Actually, they didn't miss. They actually hit the right vein. They
went straight through. Yeah.
And so it caused us some collateral damage.
It's an easy mistake to make, I'll tell you that. Well, I've done it a couple of times and it's...
Not... I think it was just creepy waking up and my whole arm was black.
Yeah.
I may be of a brown persuasion.
So
but
was it the next day that it was all black and blue?
It actually took about 3 days. But eventually, it just kept on getting like more and more bruised. And I'm just like, oh, my God.
From one fucking needle.
Yeah. That's a lot of blood.
That means it's a lot of blood that seeped into your arm.
I guess so.
Holy crap. So was it stiff or anything?
No,
sore,
no.
Tender?
No, not really. Not even
swollen. Because would you guys imagine, take 4 inches from on the inside of your arm, on the inside of your elbow, 4 inches before... Four inches after the elbow, all black and blue. And you can still see most of it is black and blue.
It's actually gone down quite a bit since a few days ago.
When you go through a major vein like that or a major artery, it's easy for that blood to seep out and go everywhere. And, I mean, I hate to tell you, Chief, but with the amount of working out that you do, it doesn't heal quickly.
Oh, no. Because I mean, that blood's forced up to the top.
Yeah.
I mean,
you gotta take your time with that, you know? You gotta chill out.
Well, it doesn't hurt, so it's not like I'm suffering that much. It actually looks kind of cool, because then I just tell everybody that my fiance just beats me to
it's not far from the truth.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah. My fiance beats me.
Just call me Luca.
Oh, Jesus. All right, so I don't know. Let's see. I got some good stuff from last week I wanted to kind of touch base on. Last week we were talking about number stations. Mm. I mentioned a phone number from New York City, an area code 212 phone number, that was basically when you dial it up, you get this weird recording that plays a little music, says a bunch of numbers, and then what you do is, you know, this numbers are actually for what's called a number station. Well, not really a station, but... This is a secret message with a one-time pad or a one-time answer key, and someone out there listens to this, and they get their answer, and then they move on. Now, what's interesting is this number from New York City was based on a VoIP line. It was also able to carry several calls. As a matter of fact, some group of people tested it, like 5 lines at the same time, all getting the recorded message. So they know that it's meant to handle a decent load of people. What we don't know, or what no one really understands, is what's it for. Number stations, in theory, are supposed to be for... it's a shortwave radio broadcast that broadcasts all over the world, or you know, sometimes the world, sometimes in specific locations. But you listen to the broadcast, you get your information, you move on. It's very weird to see something like this on a phone, especially since a phone line, you know, has to fall under the CALEA Act and other things where they can be tapped, traced, so on and so forth legally. So a lot of people are speculating that this is either a gag, it's a gimmick, or it's something for like a TV show that we'll see in a few weeks.
It's not like the numbers are 4, 8, 15, 16.
No, and that's another thing is someone's like, well, it could be related to Lost. Well, no, it's not related to Lost. Another thing is there's a TV show coming out that is basically like, what do you want to say? It's Da Vinci Code, mm-hmm. the game show.
What?
Okay. Yeah, it's really like that. Da Vinci Code, the game show, and you solve puzzles. Other people are thinking that maybe it's related to that. What I did, though, is I was able to get a hold of a copy of the actual, if I could just bring it up here, get a copy of the actual recording, including someone dialing it to get to it. So what I'd like to play is just a little bit of it. It's a really long. It's like a 7-minute deal. So I'm not going to play the whole thing. If you want me to play the whole thing, let me know.
No, no, just play part of it. But maybe we should post it up on the website so people can download it and listen to it.
You know,
the whole
and
thing.
That's a good idea. Because there may be a solution. It may be something really benign, you know, but who knows. Here is the Numbers phone station. Here is the Numbers phone station. Thank you. Now, number stations usually do music and then the message and the music. And that's what you get here, just like a regular shortwave radio music number station.
Now, didn't we theorize...
Five sets of numbers, read twice.
Now, last week we were theorizing if whether or not Murphy would actually go crazy after hearing like one of these sets of numbers and he would like be triggered, you know, kind of like
Manchurian Candidate.
Yes, it's kind of like that, you know, and then all of a sudden you become this like psychotic killer or something.
Well, you know,
doesn't take music for that.
The thing is, you know,
anyone seen my copy of Catcher in the Rye?
I've been watching too much Sling Blade.
You know, I've been noticing, though, Catcher in the Rye is really prominent on the bookshelves again.
Well, that's
at Borders
a good thing.
And things like that. They've got it on the back wall, so everybody sees it when they check out. I'm like, I like that. I like how that works. But yeah, this is what you get. It's 7 minutes of this.
And supposedly, every time the code changes, all the meaning of the numbers change as well.
Correct. That is correct.
Well, how does anybody ever figure like out what it means?
Well, you get mailed a cipher, or you get a cipher from another source. When you get that cipher, then you apply that cipher to this. Let's say your cipher says it's group 476 or whatever. Then your cipher only works for this group.
I'm going to go on record as saying right now I think it's connected to Lost, because there is a huge understory to Lost that has never even been on the television show.
Well, okay, how could it be an understory? I mean,
do you ever watch Lost?
No, actually, I haven't.
If you watch Lost, the show doesn't stop when the commercials start.
Really?
Yeah. There are commercials for a couple of companies, a couple of corporations that have a lot to do with the show. I'm not going to say what they are because part of the fun is finding it.
Uh-huh.
Once you find it and find these companies, one of them, I'll give people a hint right now. If you look, there was one of them that has an affiliation with Monster.com, one of those commercials.
Okay.
There is some underlying stuff, and this exactly sounds like the kind of stuff that those guys in Lost are definitely doing. And
what I'm doing right now, there's another one out. We're going to go and give it a call.
If anybody actually knows what any of this stuff means, you know, let us know.
This is a live one, area code 415 number. See if I can get. Hope I didn't drop it. I think I dropped the line too soon. All right, let me try that again.
So basically,
now
what
I mean,
we got
but we're not the only ones who use this system. I mean, and the French Canadians.
This is very popular with Americans, British, especially the British, the Mossad.
Oh, okay.
It's a great way to.
You don't
want to
mess
messages.
With those guys either.
Oh, fuck no! They'll tear your head off.
See if we got it this time. I heard a ring. Give it one more try after this. I now know I'm the reason it's not working.
It's voice activated.
Yeah.
It hears something when the line picks up. If you heard it ring, it picks up. It may be voice activated.
Well, we'll see. Hold on.
Now, speaking of Mossad, you wanted to start taking like whatever that martial arts that they use, right?
Krav Maga, but I never got around to really being able to do it.
What is that? That's like... You know, you look at somebody, they die kind of thing.
It looks like there's actually nothing there, so this number's already dead.
Krav Maga is a really, really violent martial art form.
Yep, that line's dead, so it looks like that's already off air.
It's not as artistic as some of...
Oh, this is the recording.
Like, oh, there's someone there. Krav Maga is designed to do the maximum amount of damage in the shortest period of time, and it is really, really vicious.
And you want to take this? Why?
Why not?
Okay.
I mean, you need something to do on the weekends.
Yeah, I guess.
Look,
yeah.
I can look. You know, I can already beat ass in various different ways. I wouldn't mind learning another way.
Especially if one of these numbers sets you off and you start going.
Well, you know, and the thing is, with this, what you're hearing again, people, you're hearing a number station. Out there somewhere, there is a decoding to this that is telling someone to either do something. A few times, if they use the same pad again, you can start figuring things out. Like at one time, they actually decoded one, keep up relations with Sid and Nancy. That's all it said. All these numbers were read. It was about 7 minutes worth of numbers being read, but that's all it said because we don't know where the numbers are the start and stop characters. We don't know what they mean.
And nobody knows who Sid and Nancy are.
No, well, everybody knows who Sid and Nancy really is, but the whole thing is people don't know where or why. Our government has never acknowledged a number station. The British government accidentally acknowledged a number station. Someone asked the secretary or the minister of broadcasting about it, and he says, those are not for you to worry about. You know, so immediately acknowledged it, and even though they didn't say what it is, they knew when someone says, is that a number station? That's something for you not to worry about. That was their reply.
So kind of the simple explanation for the guys in the chat room, it's a phone number that someone calls, and it repeats a coded number message that the correct people can decode and get what they need out of it. But this one is public.
Well, and they're all public because you can tune it in with a shortwave receiver. This one is over a phone line.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
That is the unique part because normally you don't want to do it over a phone line. Popular ones come from Cuba. Lots of them come from Cuba. Again, the Mossad deals with a lot of this, MI6, MI5, whatever they call themselves, in Britain. The United States does this. We have number stations streaming out of Virginia around the NSA camp antenna farms.
Well, I mean, you have to say, though,
it's
a very, I guess, just efficient way of getting a message across.
You know what, though?
I
mean, with all the various other
forms
of communication.
Well, it's a very Cold War way.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
It's not, I wouldn't, anymore, I wouldn't say it's efficient.
Yeah, but
if it's
not broke, don't
no,
fix it.
No, I would say it's very efficient because, you know, all you have to do is you're broadcasting from your secure location. All a guy needs to do is have a shortwave transmitter, know the time he needs to listen in, listens in with an earpiece, jots down his note, he's done.
Yeah. And if it changes every time.
It's highly efficient, and it does. It changes every time.
I guess, well, I mean, its efficiency and its security would probably depend upon the cipher, but there are people that have to listen for this stuff to decode it, and that's one of the big problems.
You know, and that may be a problem. Maybe there's a way to report back, hey, I missed the message, have a nice day.
Well,
these phone numbers have been posted in Craigslist. Where it'll be like someone named, hey, I missed you, call me up at this number, and they'll give the number publicly.
Yeah, this is an obvious marketing technique, but I think the actual use of them anymore, I think with the amount of data that needs to be transmitted, even in small chunks like that, doing it like this is probably pretty inefficient these days.
You know, I'm going to have to argue with you there because I still think that given the simplest nature or just the simple set of instructions, it probably isn't all that it probably is still just as efficient as necessary. You're sending, let's say, an operative into the field, okay? And I mean, the field could be the damn mall for all I care.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you're sending
those are dangerous fields.
Very
right
dangerous.
There.
Lots of hormones in those areas.
Emo kids.
You do it. I'm not going to.
Every time, right?
Every time.
Every single time.
All right. No, but seriously, though.
Oh, boy.
Seriously, though, when you're dealing with a number station or when you're dealing with this, you're just getting your bit of information to either continue, to stop, to move forward. You probably already have a set of instructions. You just need your not necessarily trigger as in like
a
mental
word.
Trigger, but you need your go word. Oh, okay, I can do my thing now. No, I can't.
The problem with shortwave is there are ways to block it, ways to hinder it.
And, you know, then that's something that, you know, you get a bubble jammer. What a bubble jammer is a radio transmitter. That literally sounds like a bubbling water, you know, deal going on. Actually, if you give me a few moments, I can find one. If you guys give me a few moments.
Okay.
Sure, you go right ahead and do that.
Yeah.
And I'll go ahead and you look that up, and I'll tell you why I think this is.
Please do.
These days it's inefficient. Because there are easier ways to hide things in plain view than this. I know of several ways that people have used to hide information, whether it be in newspaper articles, in classified ads, in the phone book, online, not even through email, through, you know, various other ways of hiding things. And the best way to hide something is where everyone can see it, because no one's looking for it. And I think this, because it is a very specific kind of broadcast, this is something that people would look for. That's why people are jumping on these phone numbers.
Well,
now.
Here's the thing, though. People are looking for it, but you got to be able to answer it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you have to be able to answer it, but all you have to do is look at it long enough, and you find out that you need to keep up relations with Sid and Nancy.
Right.
I think in a more...
But that we would never be able to figure that out.
Yeah.
I know, but there's always that possibility. It's like Mercury Rising. You throw out a code and you challenge someone to break it, as they are doing with this, someone is going to break it. There are easier ways to hide things in plain view from the public.
Well, I mean, in today's digital technology, man, I guess, you know, encryption is getting to the point where, I mean, eventually it's just going to be impossible to break, you know, a certain amount, you know, certain codes.
Well, hell, yeah.
But I mean, if you really think about it, I mean, even today's standards, I mean, you're talking about, you know, using, like, you know, want ads and different media sources for doing this. I mean, really, I mean, all of those are on paper, and if you figure out one thing, I mean, you have the hard copy right in front of you. Whereas on this telephone line, unless somebody knows when, where, and gets to record it.
And a lot of people online do know when and where because they've been following these for so long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, but again, the mystery is... being that person that figures one out.
Oh, yeah.
That's the goal. I mean, this is, like I said, this has been going on since the Cold War. This has been going on since probably the 50s and 60s and beyond, obviously beyond. The being the person that goes, aha, that's the goal, you know, for people like me or other nerds.
Well, here's a
bubble jammer going against one of the, basically, as it says, fighting. Cynthia is the name of the recording. They pick the names and whatnot based upon... They pick the name and stuff like that based upon
people's ex-girlfriends.
Well, just names, or just like if it's a woman's name, they'll call it Cynthia. If it's a man's name, it's Todd. They'll kind of go under and give it a, you know, whether it sounds nervous. Like one lady here sounds nervous, an English female. Some sound like kids.
Mm-hmm.
Most often than not, though, the voices you hear in a number station is going to be female. That's a bubble jammer.
Oh, yeah, you can barely hear the numbers in the background.
Listen to Cynthia here. Sorry, that's going to kill people's ears tonight.
My ears are bleeding.
But that's a bubble jammer, and you can hear Cynthia barely in the background.
Yeah.
Yeah, very barely.
Very barely. Yeah. Let's see if I can just find another one here. Let's go with the nervous lady.
Wow. Well, I mean, and actually, I'm going to throw this question out to both of you. I mean, whenever conspiracy theories and theorists abound, they always think that the government is doing these things for some kind of malicious purpose.
Well,
you know, I mean, if we really think about it, I mean, is the government this, like, all evil entity?
Well, I think, you know, the argument could be said, you know, if you want to bring it back to the government, we're starting to hit into a time where we're seeing trends of police state.
Oh, yeah. We're seeing the FBI break 219 years help me out with this, 219 years of constitutional law by raiding offices that they legally aren't allowed to.
Yeah, tapping phone numbers. Matter of fact, I got a bunch of reasons I found online. The internet clampdown. The once saving grace of alternate media in the age of the unfettered corporate conglomerate was the internet. While masses are spoon-fed stuff from news and radio, the internet allows you to see your own thing. But now we're getting clamped down on the internet where the government wants to, you know, just say, okay, corporations, if you need to lock down your stuff, lock down your stuff. Even though we know that the internet was created as a free exchange of information. That was the whole purpose of the internet.
Well, I mean, originally the internet was created as a military application.
Well, it's a military research application.
Well, it was actually a way for NORAD to communicate with other underground military sites.
Not NORAD, actually. Not NORAD. It was actually created, first off, it was created by a bunch of universities that had government grants.
Yes.
The thing is, though, is ARPANET was based upon government grants. It wasn't necessarily based upon the government actually using it. It was a research project paid for by the government to set up, hey, can we get a network like this to where... we could do stuff over a broader network rather than a local network. You know, and I only say it, not LANs and WANs, because that's pre-LANs and WANs.
Yeah, we're talking like Token Ring and stuff like that.
Beyond that, even. Yeah. The Long War, another thing that they're pointing out, there's a, you know, we're now in a long-gauged battle, which happens during times of police state. We're in a fight against terrorism, which is going to be about as effective as the fight against drugs. This has been known since the minute it was launched. You know, there's no justification for it. We haven't even caught the guy that actually caused our problems.
No.
We caught someone else. Now we're looking at Iran building up their nukes, and we're going, oh, shit. You know, I guarantee you what's going to happen. We're going to just...
I thought that was appropriate music for it.
Okay. What we're dealing right now is we're building up, you know, we're probably going to shift our focuses onto Iran, you know.
It's kind of
and
scary
then everybody's going to forget about 9/11. Everybody's going to forget about everything else before
So many people still think that Saddam had something to do with 9/11,
yeah,
and
he didn't.
No, 9/11 is now nothing more than a talking point.
Yes.
Yeah. It's
and a movie.
Yeah, yeah, it's Flight 93.
Because I saw, well, no, there's another one coming out with
Nicolas
Cage. Oh,
the Oliver
Cage.
Stone one, yeah.
Yeah.
It's all of its, what actually happened and the, that one looks great. What actually happened and what came from all that and what caused it and all the, you know, before and after effects have been lost to media points.
Oh, absolutely. Another thing here, another reason that we're heading to a police state, the Patriot Act.
I think
anybody who's ever read it will realize, yes, this gives just amazing amounts of power to our federal government to do whatever they damn well want. So we're seeing that. You know, we're seeing that Patriot Act being used. As a matter of fact, four librarians from Connecticut who have a gag order or had a gag order finally came forward pointing out that the federal government, the FBI, wanted to sequester all of their information on who checks out what books.
Oh, subpoena.
I thought they'd been doing that for years, though. Even with Radio Shack, I mean, the government keeps tabs on what electronics are bought out of these shops.
They don't.
But they do it under the table, very underhandedly. Yeah. This is very public.
Very much in your face now. Before that, they did it underhanded, and a lot of things that was very infuriating. People think that our phone calls have been listened to forever now. They really haven't. They really have not.
But now they
phone
are.
Companies have never really said, no, here, take our information and have fun with it. They've avoided that. They didn't want to do that. But now with this, oh, sure, they hand it over. All in the sense of, you know, civil duties. By the way, if any asshole ever tries to say that Ben Franklin said, you know, if you give up a bit of liberty for security, you deserve neither. It wasn't Ben Franklin. Just want to point that
out.
Who
was it?
It was from the Harper's Journal, but it wasn't Ben Franklin.
Ah.
I've been trying to chase the quote down. Anywho, prison camps. Very common in police state. Well, we have Gitmo.
Yep.
Yeah.
We have a prison camp. We have our own Auschwitz.
Plus, we have all the hidden places in Eastern Europe where we send all of the people who need to be interrogated.
Mm-hmm.
What was the official term for that again? I can't remember. It was
you know, I don't remember.
Anyone in the chat room, if they remember, what
if you remember, because that was that stuff in Eastern Europe, where it was the secret prisons.
Yeah, where they were
National Lampoon's Eastern European Vacation.
It was a secret. Exactly. It was a secret American prison in Eastern Europe.
It got further than that. They weren't even our prisons. They were other countries' prisons, and we turned over custody to them, so we were no longer in charge of that.
So,
but it was all done with the CIA.
Scary stuff.
Well, I mean, and it is, but I mean, at the same point, I fail to have this, I guess, dread of the federal government like actually taking over and creating the United States into a police state.
The problem is, you know, it's the frog in the hot water syndrome. If you try to put a frog into a boiling pot of water, the frog is going to immediately leap out.
Yeah.
If you put a frog in a nice tepid water, nice
and you
comfortable water,
and
you slowly
bring
up the
it'll
heat,
it'll just cook itself.
He'll never know.
Now, I know the list you're reading, but let me add one to it because this happened since that list was published. The leader, the director of the largest civilian new information gathering agency is now a military man. The new director of the CIA, Hayden, I do believe his name is Hayden, or as I like to call him, Red Foreman. he's Air Force, he's military.
Yeah,
I mean that's
and I was really surprised that they actually let that happen.
Were you really?
I really was.
Really?
No, really, I was.
Well,
okay.
Let's move on though. Things like our technologies, like touchscreen voting machines, very known to be very insecure. These Diebold voting machines.
Buggy.
Very buggy.
Even worse than Vista.
You know, yeah. And we're still, the government is still trying to push these as the official voting machines. It's sort of like technology in spite of anything. But really what you're looking at here is very manipulable a form of voting.
Oh, definitely.
You know, these can be hacked, and not even hacked. These probably, you know, can have a back door in them, and they can't be as easily secured as the good old fashioned clunk 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 voting machines.
And like a lot of these chat machines,
exactly. And a lot of these type these touchscreen machines don't print a physical receipt.
Mm.
Either they don't print a physical receipt,
or you don't get that physical receipt. You don't get to keep it.
And one of the other
and
things,
it's thermal paper, people.
Yeah, exactly.
If you print on thermal paper,
put that on your dashboard. Next thing you know, you've got a black piece of paper
exactly
for the kids to color on. And one of the interesting things too, I do
believe, how do you color on black paper
with a white crayon? Okay. It might have been Florida, but it could have been Ohio. I'm not sure. People in the last election who asked for the paper record were told that
they can't have it
because the machines cost X amount, but it was three times as much to add the paper printer.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
And the states didn't want to pay for it.
Signing statements. Bush has never vetoed a bill because he prefers to just nullify laws he doesn't like with signing statements. Bush has over 700 such signing statements, twice as many as all previous presidents combined.
Mm-hmm.
A few examples of these. U.S. interrogators cannot torture prisoners or otherwise subject them to cruel, inhuman, and degrading treatment. He took that out. So you can. The president, as commander-in-chief, can waive the torture ban if he decides that harsh interrogation techniques will assist in preventing terrorist attacks. That's what he put in.
Can you imagine? I'm sorry. Can you imagine the night before this, Karl Rove sitting before him in the Oval Office in front of the desk? No, George, don't use the crayon.
You know,
remember what you have to write. Remember what you have to write down. I
like the pink one.
Yeah, really. Okay. When requesting scientific information prepared by government researchers and scientists, shall be transmitted to Congress uncensored and without delay. President's signing statement. The president can tell researchers to withhold any information from Congress if he decides its disclosure would impair foreign relations, national security, or the workings of the executive branch.
So pretty much anything.
Anything he wants to censor, he can from the Congress. Forbids U.S. troops in Colombia from participating in any combat against rebels, except in cases of self-defense. Caps the number of U.S. troops allowed in Colombia at 800. Bush's signing statement. Only the president, as commander-in-chief, can place restrictions on the use of U.S. armed services, so the executive branch will constitute the law as advisory in nature. In other words, he just took over the control of all. He's a commander-in-chief already. He just got even more.
Yeah.
Here we go. Warrantless wiretapping. Now I'm moving on to another one. You know, we have big, big problem here. AT&T just says, here, take it. Have it. Here's our information. Here's all of our logs. Here's this. AT&T has built in a room that any time that a spook needs to go ahead and plug in.
You might want to clarify what you mean by spook.
Oh, sorry. CIA agent, FBI agent, government agent of that stature. NSA.
Not a Negro gentleman.
No. A spook wants to plug in and listen, they can. And they go uninterrupted. Thank God one guy who had access to that room with a conscience whistleblowed.
Yep.
That's why now the ACLU and the Electronic Frontier Foundation are both fighting this. Free speech zones.
Bush has had those in place since
I remember
he was governor.
Yeah, free speech zones are a big fear. Free speech zones are basically
you can only protest in certain areas.
2 miles away inside the steel cage.
Yes.
By the way, we need your signature.
Underground.
We need ID. We need the, you know, and you're being kept away from.
Well, you're protesting.
Where you want to protest. Yeah. That is ridiculous. That is absolutely scary.
Well, yeah. I remember when that happened, too. You know, I mean, when he started doing that.
Like I said, it's been happening since he was governor, actually, in Texas. And in Texas, no one really cared, but it became a huge ordeal, especially, you know, he actually has convinced other countries to start in using this same technique during, like, the G8 summits and stuff like that are outside of the country.
Mm-hmm.
He actually has other countries now doing this for him. Globalization is a scary, scary thing, and it's happening on so many levels.
It is, and it's very scary the fact that if anybody wanted to, you hold up one sign, you're done. Now, I am pleased to say it's been happening more and more lately during speeches by people of the federal government and lecterns and stuff like that. People in silent protest will just stand up and turn around.
It's happened. Started during the inauguration this year.
Yep. Very nice to see that happening. And I think we need more people with that sort of constitution, because in all honesty, you know, if you're not brave enough to do it, you're just going to be pushed over.
Yeah.
If you feel
that's what I'm getting to. I mean, like you said, you know, a frog as the temperature comes up will eventually let itself be boiled.
Yep.
Americans have long-term been apathetic up to a point, But at the same time, I mean, I really don't think that, you know, eventually if this does come to a boiling point, mm-hmm. I think that a lot of Americans will recognize that and they'll fight against it.
Absolutely. And I hope they do. And I hope we, you know, we as Americans, we as real patriots, not the armchair patriots, but as real patriots, will find a way to fight the system.
Yeah, and we will succeed with it.
Because there's absolutely nothing wrong with our government in the terms of the Constitution and even the laws, even up until 10 years ago, 5 years ago almost.
Well, there have always been problems, but they've been able to be adjusted because you've never had one political ideal controlling all three branches.
Yeah, exactly.
And now, that's exactly where we're at.
Well, I don't know. But, I mean, even right now, though, I mean, Republican Party has suffered so much disgrace lately.
And as a matter of fact,
so much dissension.
High-ranking whistleblowers, number 9 on this list. You know, it's happening where dissension in the ranks. They're realizing, holy fuck, you know, he's not just Republican. He's something else.
Yeah.
He's something more.
Has anyone seen, what was it, Escape from L.A.? Escape from New York?
Yeah.
Is it scary, or is that exactly what we've got happening here? I swear to God, he's going to move the freaking capital to Lynchburg.
There was a movie with Bruce Willis, and I think it was Denzel Washington, made in 1994, long before 9/11 ever happened. It's called The Siege. I don't know if you guys
remember this movie. Oh, yeah.
What happened in this movie is a terrorist attacked New York City, and New York City was put under police state. Mm-hmm. They were put under martial law. And, you know, it's uncanny. If you go back and watch this movie and realize when it was made, and you look at what's going on in New York City today, it's the same damn thing. I think people need to watch that movie to realize what the hell is going on.
You know, I agree. Just as you mentioned, the CIA shakeup. When you have necessary reform on our branch of spying, you know, there's something going on there. So not only do you have the whistleblowers, but you have the CIA shakeup, which mixes in with the phone and the tapping and everything like that. Definitely conspiracy theorists abound. I know our listeners are probably bored of us.
Check this out. I mean, just going off of the whistleblower thing, the CIA and the FBI have set up a website where whistleblowers can go and blow their whistles.
And be caught, thrown in a prison somewhere, and never heard from again.
Well, and they want to start putting journalists in jail for
withholding sources.
You know, for withholding sources, and you know that's a scary thing. You're taking away our basic rights to say, hey, you know, something's not right here. When you can't say that something's wrong, everything
worry.
Is wrong.
Yes.
And guys, for those of you that think this is something new that's only happened in the last couple of years,
this has been going on.
I got two
on
words for,
you,
Kevin Mitnick.
Oh, boy. You know, Kevin Mitnick, that one's a tough one to blend in. Kevin Mitnick's problems were all his own. He
held
was
in prison for 3.5 years without ever being formally charged.
5 years without being formally charged.
Oh, 5 years.
5 years without being formally charged from 1995 up until 2000. He was kept in prison as the hacker poster boy for the government, saying, see, we can catch him. And we still don't know what to do with them because they really, you know, they had like 4 million documents worth of what do you want to call it?
Evidence. But none of which could be verified or substantiated.
Well, none of which wouldn't even release it for his lawyer to see. You want a great way to follow the Kevin Mitnick saga? Go to 2600.com. Listen to the show called Off the Hook, hosted by Manuel Goldstein and others. From those years, you'll go through the archives, and if you read the descriptions, you'll catch the certain ones that talk about the whole deal with Kevin Mitnick and everything that he had to go through, and you'll hear about it as relayed from Kevin to, you know, from Emmanuel Goldstein, lawyers, friends, people who are able to visit with Kevin Mitnick.
I don't know if the website's still up, but there was freekevin.org.
Well, freekevin.org is actually goes to his now commercial business site for his security consulting. So that's where that goes. But anyhow, you're listening to the most paranoid internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
We're going to go ahead. We got to take a break. We're going to cut to a music break. You are listening to, I think we're going to lighten it up for the next half of the show. But Murphy, you got the music?
I got some music.
Nice.
Why don't you go ahead? You play the music for
the
break.
Who are we playing?
I don't know. Let's let him.
I think
he's been wanting to play so much lately, and I've been telling him no. So
you're finally going
to with our current topic, I think this first song is going to be quite appropriate. We'll be right back.
Yeah. See, the thing that's got it all fucked up now is camera phones. How the hell am I supposed to be able to do a line in front of complete strangers when I know they've all got cameras?
When you're a famous boy, it gets really easy to get girls. It's all so easy, you get a bit spoiled. But when you try to pull a girl who is also famous too, it feels just like when you wasn't famous.
The celebrity pages in papers don't tell tales that are always to the line of the truth. It's to the line at which it's most likely you'll have the time or enough finance to sue. Which is why it's so frightening buying papers in the morning, fearing the next might skin a scoop. Cause I used to believe what I read, so now I know that others will believe that it's true. But I realise with you the truth can be a whole lot worse than the flack. My whole life I never thought I'd see a pop star smoke crack. And I must admit I was quite shocked with that thing you did with me on my back. But outside in the lobby I shouldn't have laughed when you slapped that back.
Yaman.
Yaman. What is this?
It's a band called The Streets. The name of the song is When You Wasn't Famous.
Ah, okay. So, looking at the time here, you know, I really think we need to... Well, we haven't had one of these in a while. Let's enjoy it.
Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time in Spank Wagon Radio where we pay homage to... our dead celebrities of the week. This week's dead celebrity, Paul Gleason. The principal from The Breakfast Club, dead at 67. Paul Gleason, who played the go-to bad guy in Trading Places and the angry high school principal in The Breakfast Club, died. He was 67 years old. Gleason died at a local hospital Saturday of mesothelioma, a rare form of lung cancer linked to asbestos, said his wife. That's what he gets for fucking with the door.
That's
in the
same thing. Same thing Steve McQueen died of.
Sucking on asbestos cigarettes. Whenever you were with Paul, there was never a dull moment, his wife said. A native of Miami, Gleason was an avid athlete, but before becoming an actor, he played AAA minor league baseball for a handful of clubs in the late 50s. He honed his acting skills with his mentor, Lee Strasberg, whom he studied with the Actors Studio beginning in the mid-60s. This week's Dead Celebrity of the Week! Principal Vernon, Paul Gleason.
You know, may I take our lives, but they cannot take our freedom. Okay, I guess not. Oh,
this
God.
Is your speed, all right?
There you go, buddy.
Let's not forget this. All right.
I hate you. I hate you both. Yeah. Wow.
Well, that wasn't the intro I was planning.
Yeah. Wow.
Remember that next time. Yeah, that, wonder how that starts with the chipmunk, or was that you doing chipmunk?
Oh, I did the chipmunk.
Oh, I thought that came off of this.
Nah.
Oh, see, I faded in. I'm like, I didn't know there's a chipmunk in this. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever,
Spankwagon Radio.
I gotta say, we got to talk about this for a little bit. For those of you who are out there and are users of the internet and of that horrible, horrible thing called MySpace,
yes.
I have finally buckled. And if you know what I'm talking about, you're running to it right now. If you go to myspace.com/spankwagon, brilliant.
I fixed
there now.
It too.
Yeah, you did.
I did.
What you'll see is we now have a MySpace page for Spankwagon Radio, and we invite everyone. This is everyone who's listening to us live, everyone who is listening to us in the archive, no matter when you're listening to this. Everyone listening to us through the podcasts, and of course, everyone listening to us through all of our faithful syndicates.
And the CIA listening through the tinfoil.
And the CIA listening with the tinfoil hat on. Go to myspace.com/spankwagon and become our friends. We want to kind of see how this works out because you guys have been... Thank you. You guys have been on me now for months and months and months and months to get a MySpace page. I had it. I was sitting on it. I wasn't doing anything with it because I try to get every time I see my Spankwagon available, I get grab it. Go ahead.
Check it out.
Check it out. Chief actually here is the chief designer and kind of, I guess you could say, the curator of it. He's going to keep it in check, and he's going to be the one that denies you friendship. Not me, Chief.
Yes.
No, I don't think we're going to deny anybody,
no,
really.
No, please. We need as many friends as we can get.
Yes. Right now we have four friends, you know.
But word will come out.
And I got to say, after listening to looking at the podcast stats, actually, let me bring that up. Because this past week, we have had like a mob of podcasters, pod people, whatever you want to call them, listening through the podcast. Let me bring up the official numbers from last week's show.
Official.
I'm just surprised I actually got you to do this.
You guys just have to wear me. 81 downloads as of a week ago today.
Because that's, sad, well, that's the one I wasn't on.
You know, in the week before it was 56, 50, 45, 40, 34, 29, and 36. So if Murphy's gone, I wonder if you'll know you suck when this week's low.
Should I just from now on relegate myself back there with my sound effects and my music?
Maybe an idea.
As long as you're not spanking it back there.
You know, we can't see over the divider sometimes. basically, though, we got to thank everybody who's been listening to us through the podcast because it's nice to see that concrete number. We normally don't worry about numbers here, but it's always nice to see that number grow. So we want to thank everybody who's listening to us in the podcast. We want to beg you, have your friends listen to, make sure they download their own copy, you know, because I could be a number whore that way. But keep listening and keep downloading. So a big thank you to that. Chief, why don't you share a little bit about the MySpace page?
Yeah, well, you know, again, the official link is www.myspace.com/spankwagon. And, I mean, it's just like any generic MySpace page might come off of. You can join as a friend of MySpace or a friend of Spankwagon Radio on MySpace. You can read about the personalities on Spankwagon. You can
it's about the closest I've ever become to actually putting an about page, because everybody's always on to me about build an about page. I'm like, fuck you, listen to the show.
Hopefully sometime soon we can get actual pictures of personalities.
Trench and I have some pictures of mine, but I have to tell you, I do have Trench's first attempt at a MySpace page.
Excellent.
Really? How accurate is that?
Wow.
That is 100% accurate.
No, but I mean, it's very simple. You know, and one thing I hate about MySpace pages, and it happens a lot, is people go into MySpace, they create their page, and they put as much crazy fucking shit as possible on these
pages. Okay, hold on.
MySpace pages are the GeoCities of 1997.
Exactly.
Now, they
are.
You know who I found to be the biggest perpetrator of this?
You!
Your fucking MySpace, oh my god, slows every one of my computers down to a fucking crawl!
How many damn add-ons? You have everything so fucking dimmed down! Oh my god, I can't even see who your friends are, because it looks like I'm looking through not only fog, but fog and asshole!
I can't even scroll! It's like...
Okay. I don't know why that is, because honestly...
Your coding!
It's you, your fucking broken tags and empty fucking code that means nothing and all the fucking
close
shit.
Some brackets, please!
Oh my
close some tables!
Are you guys calling into question my coding ability?
No, because black and white, you can't fuck up.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
emo blood angels.
Yeah, your page, dude, seriously, it's like, okay, www.myspace.com/... And everything just rocks. Oh my god, you are worse than the whores that I look for with the floating backgrounds. You are worse.
Oh, I hate the floating backgrounds.
I hate the falling hearts.
I hate
shit.
All the goddamn MIDI. Not MIDI. MIDI's are great.
No, the MP3s. Oh, I don't want to fucking hear your shit. There should be a goddamn thing where I can turn
it off.
No,
but most of them have like five of them playing at the same time.
Yes, exactly.
And then there's all the fucking videos that people put in the comments and all the shit. But you are the worst. You know why? Because you should know better, you filthy fucking whore. Oh my god. Take that shit down! You are not 17 anymore! We are not walking through the Forum Shops at Caesars with you dressed up like the Crow, and it's not even goddamn Halloween! Listen to me! Take their shit off! Put on the normal fucking background! I'm bad too, but at least my shit doesn't make my machine act like a 386 running fucking Napster! You stupid fucking whore! Turn it off! Turn it off! Turn it off! I'm sick of it! I go to your page every day because I was dumb enough to sign up for your blog, you emo son of a bitch! All your fucking weird... You can't even put what a real fucking link is in your blog! All it is it's a word! My radio show! And radio, not show, only fucking radio is the goddamn link! Stop it! Stop it now! Stop it!
Alright.
I want to see the blood vessel blow.
Oh my gosh. I think you need to get hold of Gorilla right now. And
I think Gorilla needs to get a hold of him. Do you feel better? Yeah,
dude, I've been waiting. That, you have no idea how long I've got spit all over my laptop. You have no idea how long I've been waiting for someone to bring up your MySpace page again. Dumb enough to subscribe to your blog, and I don't know how to turn it off. I don't have the time or energy to sit there and figure it out. I was like, oh, Justin's posted a new blog. Let's get a razor blade, because I know this one's going to be exciting for the friends. Oh, my God, dude. You are the most depressing individual I've ever met in my entire life. Oh my god! You need to be on fucking Paxil, you dumb son of a bitch! Comfort. Nobody cares! Nobody cares! You know why I read it? Because I want cancer! And I know this kind of rage is gonna give it to me! Either I'm gonna have a stroke, or I'm gonna have an aneurysm, or I'm gonna have leukemia, and it's all gonna be because of you! And on my deathbed, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna look at your bit dumb emo ass, I'm gonna say, you! And I'm gonna die, and you're gonna have to look my children in the eye and explain why I blame you for my death. You razor blade emo poetry writing son of a bitch.
Wow. I think that he's taking out a little rage on me off of what happened earlier in the show.
So,
No, I'm really not.
Who wants to do Shitty Mitty?
Yeah.
All right. Let's
wow.
Let's run away from that
one. Do you feel better about yourself?
Dude, I've had that stored up inside of me for like a week and a half.
Okay, well, it's done.
I know. Wow. The funny thing is, you know, Trencher and I are both laughing our asses off back here.
Well, it's funny.
He
could yell at me and I'll laugh, you know. I mean.
Oh, my God.
All right. So
I think I blew something on that one.
As long as it wasn't a load, it's all right.
Are you going to be sick next week?
I'm fine, man. I'm going to be...
I can't talk.
Dude, I'm going to be
fine.
You're going
to be like Harvey Fierstein.
Hi, I'm Harvey Fierstein.
I'm going to have to say, that was the funniest shit you've ever said ever since that night outside the movie theater when you started going off on Ken's like sex drive.
I think...
I don't want to hear this. I don't want to hear this. Holy crap. Basically, I think what it is, it's probably also the most original thing he's ever said since I've met him.
You know what? This is flashbacks of that one rant I had about the All-Star game with
Brindley. I remember that. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're really ducking and diving into Shitty Mitty. Here's how it works, ladies and gentlemen. You need to call us up, 1-866-587-6257. Guess what this Shitty Mitty is? Today, I'll actually just go for a band. Guess the band playing this week's Shitty Mitty. If you can guess it, you will win the jack shit prize or award, depending on its relative worth to you. Everybody understand how this works, kids?
Yes.
So,
they're Trencher.
Let's give the number again. 1-866-587-6257. That wasn't part of the song.
Oh, my God.
This is going to be easy. Easier than last week's. This is easy. 1-866-587-6257. Shitty Mitty this week, folks. Give us a call. Guess it out. It's a Shitty Mitty.
Wow.
1-866-587-6257. Give us a call. Here. Oh
my God, Gorilla guessed it in the chat room.
Well, he's got a call in to win.
So, Gorilla, give us a call. 1-866-587-6257. Man, this is an easy one, too.
It is. It's really shitty.
Go back to the beginning.
Wow.
So Gorilla is halfway there. He has to tell me the band now. 1-866-587-6257. Local Vegas, 383-8120. Still looking for someone to call us. Make the phone ring! Spank Wagon Radio, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Double E.
Who is this?
Double E.
Double E.
Double E. All right, Double E. Hey, where was Papa this week?
Papa was a Rolling Stone.
Ah, because like I listened on Monday and I'm like, did they finally yank him?
No, he was renegotiating. We'll leave it at that.
Oh, they got tired of his comments about the local baseball team.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. All right, so Double E, what is this week's Shitty Mitty?
I believe it is Ace of Base.
That's the band. Very good job.
Wow.
I'm full of shitty over here.
Now, Double E, here is your jack shit prize or award for the week. You ready for this?
Wait, I can't wait.
You ready for this? Papa Joe Chevalier is going to come over to your house, shit on your chest, and call it a Steeler Steamer.
Oh.
Oh. Thank you very much for playing, Double E. All right. The fuck?
What the?
They're fighting for...
I think it's a race for the bathroom.
Dude, do they both have diarrhea?
Somebody has to poop.
Outside. Outside. Take it outside.
I don't know. I think Murphy's into that stuff. Ladies and gentlemen... Thank you very much, Double E, for calling in and guessing this week's Shitty Mitty. Now,
hey, can we fucking talk about some superhero shit now?
Well, in a minute.
Oh, you're going to make me actually listen to the song? Can I just scream at Chief for another 10 minutes?
Actually, I just figured out why.
Studio Troll is happy.
Oh, she's loving it.
I actually figured out.
Well, we got to see boobs now.
Yeah.
We make you happy.
Do it.
Yay!
Woo! I like nipples.
Don't we all?
I actually found out.
Word has it, she used to light them on fire.
Yeah, that's what you get for screaming at me all fucking night.
All night? It was like 10 minutes.
All right. So you want to talk about
superheroes. I want to talk about some superhero shit. Because we got a lot of superhero movies that are in the works right now, that are coming up in the works. Things that have come and gone. I mean, there's X-Men 3, which, of course, had a huge weekend, despite the fact that Brett Ratner is a fucking ass clown.
Wow.
There's Spider-Man 3 that has got a lot of mystery still around it. For those of you that haven't seen it, there's a... wow.
There is a
trailer out for Ghost Rider now. There is Superman... Shut up. There's Superman Returns. There's a lot of different superhero stuff going on. And, man, this sucks. I can hear it. It's starting to die. I used to be able to do that when I was a kid.
Let's talk about comics. Hi, Harvey Firestein here talking to you about
Papa Joe Chevalier. No,
Papa Joe Chevalier sounds more like the guy who does the Tobin. No, the Integrity Dodge.
Oh,
Papa
the chopper.
Joe Chevalier.
Oh, that guy. No, but you know, there's something I wanted to talk about. And it's, look, X-Men 3, it sucked. That's all there is to it.
Based on what?
Based on Brett Ratner. Based on Ratner.
What about it sucked? Because I've been hearing you say it sucked, it sucked. And I think you're letting yourself on to be disappointed. But I want to hear why you think it sucked. I haven't even seen it yet.
I am a purist. I really am. There's another side to that, though. I'm okay with certain poetic license. But when you start combining mutants together because you don't think the original is cool enough.
What mutants did they combine?
Do you want me to put my dick in that?
What mutants did they combine?
I put my dick in it?
No. What fucking mutants did they combine?
They combined Callisto, Chameleon, and Psylocke all into one.
Why?
Because Brett Ratner said, Callisto on her own wasn't cool enough.
Callisto really didn't have much.
She can track any mutant anywhere.
Okay.
His big thing he's talking about is how the guys who wrote this, everything that's in this is from a comic book. Somewhere, somehow, he can point it out. Really? Then show me that, Mr. Ratner.
I think it was actually done the same time that Ms. Marvel gained the extra powers.
No. There's one thing for combining stuff together, but it's one thing to do it because you don't think they're cool enough. All right, let's look at something else. Let's look at the Danger Room sequence, shall we?
Sure, I haven't seen it. I see, here's my problem with people like you. You say you're a goddamn purist. What was the last time you picked up an X-Men comic book?
I'm not allowed to buy comic books anymore.
Okay, there's one strike against you. When was the last time you picked up an X-Men comic book?
And read it or bought it?
And read it.
About a week ago.
Really? What did you read?
I think it was Uncanny.
Okay, and what is now going on?
I only had a couple minutes. I was looking mainly at the artwork. I did not have time to read it.
Here's the problem. They have changed so much in the comics that...
Oh, I know. There's the Ultimate line. There's
so
much other stuff
going on. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about that. They now have secondary mutations. They now have changing of the characters. They do so much different things, so many different things now. You can't say the movie isn't true to the word because the word isn't true to the word
but
anymore.
But there's a point where the comics have to evolve.
When Sentinels and X-Men are fighting side by side...
Yeah, that's a little bit of an issue.
You know, that is where they're at right now, okay? And you're trying to say that, oh, they combined heroes and made... No, you know what? Let them.
He also turned Wolverine... Anytime there's a gag in this movie... It's Wolverine. Anytime there's a sight gag, there's a stupid joke, something like that.
Yeah, Wolverine
it's
did
Wolverine.
Turn into the straight man in the movie.
He's a fucking pussy in this movie. He is a fucking pussy, and there's no goddamn way you can go through either the comic books about Wolverine from 10 years ago, or the comic books from Wolverine 20 years ago, or the comics from Wolverine that are printed out this week, and show me where and there he's a giant fucking cunt. He is one...
What did he do? Give me an example.
Dude,
you're telling me he's a cunt, but you're not telling me why.
Okay, all the bad jokes, and I'm not going to give them all away, okay? And I haven't watched the whole thing yet. I keep watching parts of it, and I just get disgusted and have to turn it off, okay? There are parts of it where the jokes are ridiculous. It's just, why do you have to make him the straight man for this? He is not the happy-feely guy. There's a conversation between him and Rogue where he basically tells Rogue it's okay to go and get the cure, because if she wants to, she should go ahead and do it. You gotta be fucking kidding me.
Why? That's how they discussed it in the comics.
No. In the comics, it was entirely different, and Wolverine was not saying, yeah, if you want to do it, go ahead.
No, he was. He was. Yourself. If you want to do it, do it. Sure, maybe not said feel better about yourself.
When he did it, it was apathetic because Wolverine doesn't give a shit about anybody except Wolverine, or that's what he wants everyone to believe.
Right.
It was apathy. It wasn't to make you feel better. I swear Here's to God, it was like fucking Dr. Phil with claws on his
hand. But you have to understand, the comic book movies are not for comic book fans.
I know.
They're not. They never have been. They never will be.
Well, if they were, then
instance,
they wouldn't draw them.
There is an instance where they were.
Exactly.
There is an instance.
There's only 100,000 comic book collectors on average in the world or in the United States. That movie went $120 million over its first weekend.
And it's, you know, you've got to make it palatable for the masses, and I understand that. But look at Sam Raimi. What he's done with Spider-Man is amazing. Yes, I have some problems with that. My biggest problem with it is the web shooter. And we talked about this earlier. The web shooter.
Why they did that in the comics?
No. Only in the Venom suit was it.
No. The comics cartridges. Now. The comics now. It's
what?
All through him. Yes.
Yeah.
What, in the Ultimate series?
In the the normal Marvel universe.
Then that's a problem. I haven't picked it up and read it.
Okay,
that.
Well, here's the thing. I actually liked that part of the movie. I liked that change about Spider-Man.
It was a logical change.
Yeah, because, I mean, if he's supposed to be, like, genetically modified by the spider, I mean, we know he's smart, but...
So why doesn't he have
like
eyes? Why doesn't he have an eye cluster, then, if he's genetically modified?
I don't know.
It's
fucking genetics.
Because that's harder to do CG.
I don't know, man.
And also,
you
know,
movies, it looks like there isn't anything they can do.
Yeah, true. True.
The point, one of the things, though, with the web shooter, and it's kind of interesting because the web shooter was at a really interesting plot point. You know, how many times do we see Spider-Man swinging down the street and a little thought bubble would pop up where he would say, okay, I've only got so many shots left. I have to be able to catch him. Or he'd be, you know, web balling someone and have to dive behind a dumpster or something to change the cartridge.
Right. Okay,
you're
okay,
right.
That,
there is
okay,
a good
that,
story element there.
And there
and it
is.
Also, and it also shows just how fucking brilliant Parker is. And taking that away...
See, now, I thought they did a good job of that in the second Spider-Man with his interaction with Otto Octavius.
Oh, yeah.
And before he went nuts.
I was really hoping to see something with him and you know, Dr. Connors, you know, Lizard.
I love this digital evil. Why doesn't it shoot out of his butt?
That's an excellent question, and I think that's in the upcoming Brokeback Spider-Man.
Here's the thing. You want to say all these movies are crap because they don't conform. Look,
not all movies of them are crap because they conform. I think just the new X-Men movie in specific is...
It's just a movie.
It is just a movie, but when you have such an emotional commitment to comic books like I do and like you do and like a lot of people do...
Now, here's the problem. I have a hard time believing a lot of people say they have an emotional connection to comic books when they don't collect.
Do you know why I joined the Army?
Why?
I was in Triple J Comics, which this man right here will tell you is right next to the National Guard.
Not anymore.
Station. Not anymore. Was. There was an issue of Captain America, and it's sitting at home. I don't know the number on the top of my head. It's been so long since I've looked at it. But it was right before the Onslaught saga, so it was right before they killed him off, so to speak.
97.
And it made me feel very patriotic, and about 3 days later, I still had that feeling, and I went and joined the Army. Hmm. You know, comic books, there are no heroes anymore. We don't have any real-life heroes. We don't have any real-life war heroes because there's so much stuff tearing things apart. We don't have any politicians we can really look up to. We don't have any sports stars anymore that we can look up to because they're all fucking hired mercenaries looking for a paycheck. Comic books offer people and offer kids that outlet and that avenue. And, you know, a free comic book day is still always cool. You know,
yeah.
I drove by Oasis that day. I didn't want to stop because you know what? Why should I go inside and get myself a free comic book? I've already done what that day is supposed to do, and that's get you into it. Comic books offer something to people, and when you change something as huge, to me, Brett Ratner has no respect for the comic, no respect for the art, no respect for the story. He has absolutely none. He knew nothing about X-Men before he joined the project. And that's a big problem to me.
And here's my thing about the problem with the movie is that with the first two movies, you got drawn into the story. You got drawn into the characters. You got drawn into exactly how they lived, why they lived, motivations. With the third movie, it really lacked any kind of motivation at all. It was an action movie.
It was an action movie. And personally, and in most cases, I think that's what's missing out of a lot of the X-Men movies.
Well, I disagree with that.
You can sit there and wax poetic. That's why I'm a little worried about Superman. It's going to be a Superman, but it's going to be such a morality play that it might actually suck the life out of me.
Okay, well, here's the thing. I mean, you can go and you can watch any kind of freaking action movie you want. You can watch Mission Impossible 3. You can watch this crazy, like, Section 13 France film out of France now. But... I think that a lot of the stories in comic books deserve a seriousness that X-Men 3 just didn't deal with the characters.
But you got it in the first two. Why does it always have to be serious? Even the most serious of comic books have to break away from it and have just a fun story or just
But it's not even a fun story.
Yeah,
That's the thing.
Not.
It's just an excuse to play out eye candy is all it really is. And that's
Nate needed as well. It's a comic book.
But you know,
you're talking about four-color art.
But look at Spider-Man 2. Spider-Man 2 was a lot of eye candy as well, but it was a damn good story.
Right.
You know,
and I think they could have done that with X-Men 3, just like how they have in X-Men 1 and 2.
I won't argue that, you know, but what I will say is you guys have to understand, they've been screwing up comic book movies since the time they started making
and that's true.
You know, from the original 70s Captain America and Spider-Man series
and
movies.
I love that one.
To the 1991 version of Captain America, to the 91 version of Punisher, you know, which I thought was a good Punisher. The only thing they needed to change is put the damn shirt on him.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing.
Put the shirt on him in the goddamn subway.
I don't think they screwed up X-Men, the first and second one, and I don't think they screwed up Spider-Man.
I think, you know, this is what I want to see out of the next two Spider-Man movies. They will not say what Topher Grace is doing. I've seen the shots online of... Cover your ears, folks, if you don't want to listen to
stupid,
it.
Stupid, yes.
Of the charcoal...
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, of the charcoal black Spider-Man costume. And, you know, I think it's just... they'll be reasoning for it. I think what they need to do is do not make Topher Grace Venom. I think that's a bad idea. I think in the third movie, I've seen the pictures of Thomas Hayden Church's Sandman, and it looks awesome.
Looks spot on.
He looks... And the sweater looks freaking fantastic.
Sweater, brown pants, weird haircut.
What they need to do is have Harry... Take Topher Grace and make him Electro to go and hunt down Spider-Man.
Or make him Hobgoblin.
Or make him Hobgoblin. Yeah. Well, hold on. Listen to my storyline. This is my idea. Then you can't.
Okay, but if you're taking Eddie Brock and making him Electro.
No. Just do not make Topher Grace Eddie Brock. Do not make him Eddie Brock. Now, you can't use the Secret Wars storyline. There's no possible way. And you use the Fox Kids Venom storyline from the cartoon, which actually wasn't half bad. You've already set the stage with having Jonah's son, the astronaut. Mm-hmm. They encounter the asteroid.
Yeah, get the X.
It crashes on the Brooklyn Bridge. Spider-Man gets it. Gets the stuff on his heel, and then the last half of the movie, or last two-thirds of the movie, have him start to develop the extra powers, not as badly as we would see with Venom, but then get into that where Venom started to take over, mm-hmm. and then you have an interesting part at the end of this where Eddie Brock is now desperate to get to scoop Peter. Peter is going to be non-existent in the last half of this movie. They've already said it now. It's going to be you want him to take the costume off so he can be Peter, but he can't. So what you do then is you have Spider-Man figure out how to get the suit off, leave it in the subway tunnel, staked to the wall. The last shot in the movie needs to be Eddie Brock going in down into the tunnel, screaming, and then the Venom laughter.
Okay.
The fourth movie then needs to be Venom hunting Spider-Man and Hobgoblin hunting Spider-Man and Venom going after everything that Peter holds dear, which includes Harry. So not only is Spider-Man trying to stop Venom, he has to protect Hobgoblin from Venom.
Makes sense.
They stop Venom, and then the final fight goes down to exactly what it should be. Harry and Pete one-on-one as I'm spitting everywhere.
Yeah, you're really, like, just...
Ew.
I am.
All right, so, okay, that, you know, and that's something, but again, you know, you're dealing, and you want to say you're a traditionalist, look at how far away that is from the comics. I'm just saying, you have to be able to disconnect. You have to be able also to accept other people's disconnect.
I think when the disconnect is done well, like it was with Batman Begins.
Yes.
That was done really well. Chris Nolan had a great idea. And you know,
about
that's
time they had
too.
A good Batman movie since the first one.
And you know, I'll say too, I think
I'll
the Tumblr.
Say the first two.
I'm going to say the first two because.
I wasn't a fan of the second one.
Burton did a great job, especially with the Penguin. I thought with DeVito, he did really well. But as any of the Batmobiles go, I think the Tumblr is probably the greatest one to date.
And I think all the Batmobiles pretty much are cool because they all have their own need or niche, or they fill their own need. Maybe a little less neon in a Batmobile would be smart.
Yes.
I definitely prefer the Burton Batmobile over the Tumblr. But that's because that, to me, has just that sleek missile Batmobile feel
and
to it.
And it also has that old, that kind of like callback to the 1930s kind of feel
You know, and
to
that's
it.
That's just it.
But the Tumblr fits in much better with the storyline to design.
The only thing I have a problem with any of the Batmobiles in any of the movies, one is up with the directors and their absolute hard-ons to make the damn things drive up walls and on roofs.
That's Jerry Bruckheimer.
No, not just Bruckheimer.
Well, Nolan did it
Burton,
as well.
Burton did it. Nolan did it. Bruckheimer did it.
Bruckheimer did it worse than anyone, though. And goddamn, what the hell? That looked like an electric dildo with wheels.
Yes, it did. Then again, come on.
we had a screen from the back room there.
But also, come on, the bat suit had nipples, and they were driving around in the dildo mobile.
Ugh. So, you know, I didn't mind the bat suit nipples. I didn't have such a problem with that. But, you know, George Clooney said it best. He helped destroy the Batman franchise, and he is not proud of that.
Yeah, it's true. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we got to go over a few more things here. We need to go over... Actually, I need to cue my music a little bit better. I should have done that while you were sitting there talking all the time because you talk a lot.
By the way, please do and go and check out the Ghost Rider trailer. It is really,
yeah,
Apple.com, really cool.
QuickTime trailers. Just check it out. It is a really cool trailer. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for your Mad Props. Can you name the theme?
Dude, this is the Hardy Boys theme.
Thank you.
I half expect to see the studio troll come in here, flip her hair out.
Oh, there it
Show
is.
Show your phone, girl. Get the lead-a-thon going.
Shit. All right.
This comes to the same person who has a Kickstarter dildo.
All right, we have, first up, thank you for listening, Digital Diva.
Mad Props.
You guys are so lame. Let's give Mad Props to Gorilla-la-la-la-la-la.
Vicodin Props.
Yeah.
Jamers!
Wow, Guild Leader Props.
He's never lost. He's Map.
Map Props?
Map you props. Fucking suck, dude.
I
map
do.
Props?
I...
Where the fuck are we, Trops?
Mad Props.
Props. Got him a fucking nothing.
And let's give Mad Props to Virtual One!
Always here. Looks like Beethoven Props.
ladies and gentlemen, that's your Mad Props, courtesy of Spank Wagon Radio. Where did you find these?
Dude, they're all part of GarageBand.
Oh, nice. Oh, really?
They're all part of GarageBand.
So you got to make yourself a nice... Too bad you couldn't integrate that to a Flash or something.
Well, I have them tagged in a favorites file here so I can always bring out, you know, hey, you know, guess what? I think Chief just told a joke.
Nice. Very nice.
Wow.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, looking at the time, we only got a little bit left. We got to say, first off, thank you everybody for listening, but we'll get to that part. Spankwagon.net, our official site. We are looking for people to be our friends. We got to validate its existence, myspace.com/spankwagon. We want you guys to be our friends. But more importantly, and I'm going to say this to you fuckers here too, we have a forum. I was screamed at and yelled at. That's another thing I broke down and said, okay, I'll put up a forum if someone uses it.
Yeah.
If someone uses it.
I haven't been. I'll admit it. I haven't been on the forum.
See,
I was on
Chief,
it a lot.
Chief is in charge of the MySpace. Chief, that's Chief's deal.
Then and we have
I
MySpace
the forum.
You're in charge of keeping the forum busy. News, topics, stuff like that.
Alrighty.
Hi. What's up,
Hi.
Studio Troll?
I've been being pressured, too, and I'm about ready to myself. I'm about ready to cave.
What are you being pressured to?
Studio Troll's going to cave on
anal
something.
Anal porn?
The whole MySpace thing.
You know, and I'm right there. I think it's a horrible thing when it's done, but we have a MySpace music page, so I'm feeling a little less like a goat raper.
You want to see something kind of creepy, and I know we're short on time. There's a girl on MySpace. Her name is Sassy. She's a stripper here in Vegas. I swear to God, her picture
what a
looks
coincidence.
Just like you. It is creepy, eerie.
Well,
why haven't you spent a couple of years on Chief's lap? Dude needs a lap dance.
Dude's fiance.
He's got a dollar.
Do I?
I'll pay, you cheap bastard. All right. It's that time. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
Better. I want to say a big thank you to a lot of people for helping us get out here on the airwaves or netwaves or etherwaves or whatever you call them. Big thank you to the studio, LVRocks.com. We like these chairs. They're not really comfortable, but they hold the gas smells in well. We got to say a big thank you to all of our syndicates, Extreme Radio 1077, Flash FM, Fox FM, KC Host Radio Network, Mega Rock Radio, and Radio For Me. Remember, we need to save internet radio. Check out performact.com. The link is right there on the Spankwagon website, our very patriotic Spankwagon website, mind you. Also want to say a big thank you to all of our friends, All Star Felons, Ars Anime, Daily Noise, Riff Revolution, Subject to Discussion, VFTP.net. And remember, we need friends, myspace.com/spankwagon. And don't forget to check out the Spankwagon forums. Become a member. Sign up. It's free. It's secure.
And it's good for you.
And it's good for you, really, honestly.
It's addictive and it will make you smarter.
Again, I'm your host, Trencher.
I'm Chief.
And I've been Murphy.
And this has been another fun, exciting, and slightly tense episode of
Spankwagon Radio.
We'll be back next week. Check your syndicates for playtimes.